As a Christian, you will not make it if you do not have Christian companions. I mean, not even Rambo came back for a fifth season, a fifth movie. Like, you can't go it alone. It's impossible. You need help. You need friends. You need companions for health, spiritual health, and support and strength. Now, the critical question that we'll close with is, how do you get those kind of companions? Because there are some of you that are sitting here, and everything I'm saying, you're applying. And you're attributing to people in your life. You're like, I have companions. And yeah, I see how there's health here and there's support. And I see the benefits. I get it. But there are others of you I know are sitting here thinking, I don't have that. And I want that. I need that. I get it. I need it. How? How do I get that? Let me give you three simple pieces of advice. First, this is not rocket science. Attend church. I know, shocker, right? Like, great theological statement. You need companions? Hey, come to church. Tom Rainier, whose field focuses on statistical research related to church growth, he made an interesting observation concerning the decline that we've seen in church attendance. Tom Rainier said that the number one reason, according to his research, for the decline in church attendance is that members attend with less frequency than they did just a few years ago. If the frequency of attendance changes, then the attendance will respond accordingly. For example, if 200 members attend every week, the average attendance is obvious. It's 200. But if one half of those members miss 1 out of 4 weeks, the attendance actually drops 12.5% to 175 people. His study revealed that church attendance is in decline, not because there's a lot of people leaving church, but because people are simply attending with less frequency. He finishes his example by saying that while no members left this church and everyone was still relatively active, attendance still declined because half the members changed their attendance behavior just slightly, 1 out of 4 Sundays. 1 out of 4, and it dropped 12.5%. And we wonder why. Statistics shows that so many Christians struggle when it comes to plugging into church community, that so many Christians don't have companions. We wonder why. If everyone attended church only once a month, everyone, you would stand only a 6% chance to see the same people week to week. If everyone attended only half the time, you would stand a 25% chance to see the same people each week. If everyone at Calvary 316 only attended 3 out of 4 Sundays, you would still only have a 56% chance to see the same people week to week. And you might say, well, that's if everyone's doing it. Well, what about the people that are here every week that want to connect with you? If you only come every other Sunday, that means we only see you twice a month. How can you make a meaningful connection with someone if you only see them naturally twice a month? It's hard. It's really simple. It is impossible for a person to take advantage of the opportunities to develop companions within the church community if that person isn't first willing to make it a priority to come to church every Sunday. Please note, as a deliberate ministry model of Calvary 316, we believe that one organized meeting a week, one church service a week, is all people actually need to make a real connection with another person. And let me define a real connection. One that manifests into an interaction outside of the church some other time. We would call that genuine koinonia. So we believe at Calvary 316 that all you really need is one opportunity to connect once a week to, in the process of time, develop a connection strong enough that it will translate into inviting someone over for dinner, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The problem is that people don't take advantage of coming once a week, which makes it vastly difficult. So many churches tragically end up filling their calendar with activity after activity after activity to foster community, within the church to address the need, when in actuality, the most basic solution to the community issue is doing nothing more than encouraging people to attend Sunday consistently. I don't see my parents once a week. Like, you don't need to see people all the time for a Sunday event, then a Monday event, and then a Wednesday night event, and then another Friday event. And it's the same people that only go to those anyway. It's actually not solving any problem. The most basic solution is to say, you want to connect? Come to church every Sunday. You'll stand a greater opportunity too. Here's the honest truth. As we evaluate Calvary 3:16 in order to plan for the future, one simple reality is unavoidable. We have found there to be one singular difference between the people that are engaged in church community here at Calvary 3:16, or those people who have found and are developing real Christian companions, and the people who are struggling to make these important connections. There's one thing that separates the two groups, and it is consistent attendance on Sunday morning. You look around at what is the church community, and you will see that they're the same people that come every week. And we can connect every week. And thus we can build from week to week to week on our relationships. But the people that are struggling, maybe one month it's once out of every four Sundays, or maybe it's every other Sunday, it's sporadic. And thus you wonder, why is it difficult for me to connect to anyone? Because you're not here enough to connect. That's the problem. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't times where you got to miss church. You got a sick kid. You got a migraine. Stay home. I get it. But you know what I'm talking about.
This daylight savings. It's an hour.
Yeah, the church in China has to meet underground in fear of persecution. You know, churches in Saudi Arabia are underground because, well, they would die by the edge of the sword. But man, they don't know what it's like to have to wake up an hour earlier and really suffer for Jesus. Like, come on, it's about a heart, isn't it? The second bit of advice, so come to church, attend church. If you want to have companions, you want to develop companions. Two, be friendly. I know, rocket science. You know, though coming to church is the critical first step because it presents a person with opportunities to develop genuine Christian companions, it is also a reality that a person must be willing to take advantage of those opportunities to develop friends. Calvary 3:16. We can be the friendliest place on the planet. I kind of think we are. But if a person is not willing to put in a little effort to make a friend, to be friendly, there's really nothing we can do to help. Like, adding more events is not helping you. Like, you have to be a friend. If a person genuinely desires church community, it's ultimately up on that person to find, to initiate, to create, to develop friends with other believers. And I know that it might take bold effort to say hello to someone that you don't know before the service. It might require a step of faith to invite someone to lunch after church. But understand, some of the greatest companions you will ever have in your Christian experience are those you had to work hard to develop and even harder to maintain. Andy Perez. Let me give you a qualifier. We as a church, you and me, we both, we should do everything in our power to make it as easy as possible for the person who wants companions, who needs community, to find these things at Calvary 3:16. I know, it's on that person. It's ultimately their responsibility. But on a side point, help. Like, go overboard. If you see someone that's not connecting, when we have a potluck, sit with them. Introduce yourself. Reach out and connect. Own it. Because we need companions, and that person needs companions. And sometimes it's difficult for an individual to take that step, to speak out, to have faith. The third thing is utilize resources. So first, attend church every Sunday if you can. It's helpful. Two, be friendly when you're here or take advantage of the opportunity. So you're seeing the same people every week now, and now it's like, okay, I got to say hello and say hello and kind of work through that. But then the third thing is utilize resources. Though Calvary 316 cannot force a person to attend every week, and it's impossible for us to create companions, we do understand that some people need a smaller, more intimate environment to connect with others than the corporate gathering on Sunday mornings afford. This is why we offer every Sunday morning a prayer meeting before the service. It's a small group of people praying. Like, you don't even have to introduce yourself. You can just pray. Like, I don't know if I want to talk to you, so I'll just get together and we'll just talk to God. Like, we'll just start there. A prayer meeting. Or come up early and just have a bowl of cereal. Or a cup of coffee. Put yourself out there. Utilize an opportunity or a resource. It's why we invest energy into hosting church fellowships or sisterhood events or band of brothers activities or activities for moms and for kids. All of the things that we do by design, everything at Calvary 316, aside from our Sunday service, is designed with one purpose in mind, only one, and that is to help people connect so that they can develop companions. But once again, these things are only beneficial if you choose to take advantage of them. If you don't come to church, you're not willing to be friendly, and you can't utilize an opportunity to hang out with some other ladies or some of the guys, and you're like, I don't have friends. That place is not friendly. No, you're not doing anything to develop companions. You know, another way that Calvary 316 is working to foster community within the church is through the internet and our social media resources. As you know, every Sunday, Marshall, who does our announcements, will encourage you to follow Calvary 316 on Twitter, to like us on Facebook, to subscribe to the email database, to visit the websites. We do this not because there's some like sense of ego to having as many followers as we can. Like, who cares? We do this for a very specific reason. You know, I mentioned earlier how we have seen a dramatic decrease in the average number of discussion confidants over the last 25 years. You know, 2.94 in 1985 to 1.93 in 2008. You know, what's interesting is this past year, Pew Research updated their statistics. And what they found is that the number of discussion confidants actually rose. They were shocked. It rose 11% over the last 5 years to 2.16. And though some older folks are going to hate to hear it, Pew was able to directly attribute this increase to two factors. One, increased internet usage, and two, increased social media use. Today, if you use the internet on a daily basis, you have 2.27 discussion confidants. That's 15% more than the low in 2008. If you rarely use the internet, well, that number actually drops an astounding 14% to 1.75. That's a 10% down from the low in 2008. Those who use some form of instant messaging on the net end up having 12% more confidants than those who use the internet but don't use instant messaging. 25% more than those who don't use the internet at all. Picking up on it? The average discussion confidant for someone actively on a social network of some kind, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, you would include Google Plus, but no one uses that. It's up. So if you use social media, it's up, your discussion confidant's up to 2.45. That's a 22% increase from the low in 2008 and up 12% from just the average in 2013. Studies are proving that the notion of social networks destroying society is categorically false. They summarize their findings by saying the use of social networks in general was not found to have a negative relationship with the overall number of close ties at all. However, frequent users of Facebook have larger core networks. For example, someone who uses Facebook a few times per day tends to have 9% more strong ties. I'll be honest with you. Personally, I find Facebook and Twitter to be a wonderful tool on staying connected with the Calvary 316 community. As a matter of fact, I'm really bad when it comes to names, but I'm really good with faces. So a lot of the times if I meet someone, as soon as you walk away, I've forgotten your name. That's just, it was like the stroke I had years back. It doesn't function in memory. But I will go later in the afternoon and find you on Facebook just to try to associate the face with the name so that next time I see you, I can at least say hello. I love the fact that just by logging on, I can see what's up with your kids. Or that Amy's little girl was throwing up over the night, and thus I can pray for her. Like, there's community there. There's connection. That's why we encourage you to like us on Facebook, to follow us on Twitter, because it will help you connect with your church. Now, it won't create companions for you, but it will help you develop the companions you already have. In conclusion, since you need companions who will care for you, are vested in what's happening with you, and are like-minded in that they also follow Jesus. Since you need companions for spiritual health, for support, for strength, let's keep it simple. Come on Sunday morning. Make Sunday attendance a priority. You can't do it if you don't. Be friendly when you're here by seeking to initiate connections. And thirdly, utilize the resources your church is providing, the resources your church is making available to help you in this process. Peter and John, God did an amazing thing. And they immediately went to share it with those in whom they belonged, their companions.